without evidence. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The House Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot set to present its findings in a series of hearings that begin tonight. But House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is accusing the committee of being partisan.
Let's be honest. It is a smokescreen for Democrats to push their radical agenda.
The president talked about the hearings while at the Summit of the Americas earlier.
President Biden says much of the country's attention will be on tonight's January 6th committee hearing.
There's a lot of questions, who's responsible, who's involved. I'm not going to make a judgment on that, but I just want to know that, want you to know that we're going to probably be, a lot of Americans are going to be seeing for the first time some of the detail.
The president calls the Capitol breach a clear, flagrant violation of the Constitution in an attempt to overturn the election. Committee members say video and audio will be played for the first time. Testimony is expected from a Capitol Hill police officer and a documentary filmmaker. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Three people were killed, one person critically wounded, and a state trooper also wounded at a shooting at a business in Smithsburg, Maryland, about 75 miles northwest of Baltimore.
State police responded, pursued the suspect. Suspect fired and shot state trooper in the shoulder, who then returned fire and shot him back.
Governor Larry Hogan, the FBI, ATF, and other federal agencies are on scene. Grand Rapids, Michigan police officer Christopher Scherr has been charged with second-degree murder in the death of Patrick Leoya, a black man who was shot in the back of the head during a traffic stop on April 4th. Cell phone video recorded by a bystander shows Leoya on the ground when he was killed. On Wall Street, stocks fell ahead of a highly anticipated report on inflation due tomorrow morning. The Dow lost 638, the NASDAQ off 332, the S&P lost 97. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
The investigation continues into an aircraft crash in California that killed five Marines.
An investigation into what caused the crash of the MV-22B Osprey aircraft is ongoing a day after the accident. The Osprey went down just after noon yesterday in the Southern California desert and belonged to the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing based at Camp Pendleton, north of San Diego. In a statement, the Marine Corps said the crash happened during a training exercise. The identities of the Marines who were killed have not been released. The MV-22B is a twin-engine tilt-rotor aircraft that can take off and land like a helicopter but fly as a turboprop aircraft, and versions of it are flown by the Marine Corps, Navy, and Air Force. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Authorities in Alabama have charged a 13-year-old boy with criminally negligent homicide after they say he shot a 3-year-old in the head while playing, killing the toddler. The teen said at first the child fell and hit his head, but later admitted to the shooting, saying he didn't know the weapon, an air rifle, was loaded. Twitter makes a concession to Elon Musk to keep his proposed acquisition alive.
Twitter has reportedly agreed to provide Elon Musk with raw data of hundreds of millions of daily tweets, the latest move in a tug-of-war over the sale of the social media platform. Twitter would not confirm the reports, but reiterated its statement from Monday that the company is cooperatively sharing information with Musk. The Tesla CEO entered a binding agreement with Twitter in April to acquire the platform, but Musk claims Twitter is not being forthcoming about the number of spam bots and fake accounts on its service. He recently threatened to walk away from the $44 billion deal unless Twitter turns over that information. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The Recording Academy has added new categories to the Grammy Awards, including a Social Change Song Award and five other new categories, including Songwriter of the Year. The other categories include Best Spoken Word Poetry Album and Alternative Music Performance. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.